All right, here we go. We are on the air. Tonight's topic is Birchas Koinim. This week's parasha is Parshas Nasai, and it has in there Birchas Koinim. So I need Avi. We're gonna test you right now, Avi, because no one looks at you when you do. We don't know what you do, except I actually look, and Yitzi looks. I always look. I'll explain why later, maybe. But because I like to give a shiur, I like to know what people do. So Avi, I want to know, Avi, can you please show me when you duchen? When you duchen, how do you put your hands? Please show me. How do you put your hands? Both hands. Open up. Is it above your chin, your mouth, your nose, your eyes, your head? Where is it? It's above. Can you show me exactly? Ooh. Nice. Okay, right there. It's right there. Which chin did you go? Anyway, there is a big debate. The big Shaila. Where should the Kohanim's hands be? There's a Mishnah in Saita that says the following. Avi, you a Kohen Gadol? The Mishnah in Saita says that a Kohen Gadol does not and cannot put his hands above his head because he's wearing a tzitz. The tzitz. What was special about the tzitz? The tzitz said it had a Shem Hashem. The tzitz had a Shem Hashem. And Zot Rashi, it is Mnesh Hashem Kass of a love. It is a problem to put your hands above the tzitz because of the Shem Hashem. Zuck the Mishnah. The other Kohanim, listen to Mishnah, the other Kohanim, Al Gabe Roshayan. The Mishnah says that other Kohanim put their hands when they're duchening Al Gabe Roshayan, which means on top of their heads. Avi, the Mishnah says that other Kohanim put their hands on top of their heads. However, the Mishnah continues and says, that's only based on Migdash. But in the Medina means this country or anywhere else outside of the base of Migdash. The Mishnah says, Nisen Yedem Kineged Kisfein. Kineged Kisfein, which means opposite their shoulders. Okay, so there are three things. The Kohen Gadol cannot put his hands above his head. Shemsha, I needed you. Shemsha, freeze. Where do you put your hands when you're looking?
This for this.
Higher?
Yeah.
Higher?
No.
Sure?
Yeah.
Positive?
Well, my head's like that.
You duck under?
Well, because it's house
both down. Okay. So both Avi and Shimshin are both putting their hands not above their head. That's what it looks like. Yeah. Which we're going to explain in a minute. So the Mishnah says, by Kohanim Beis HaMikdash. Listen, everyone pay attention tomorrow morning. I give you all permission to look just for this. I'll explain why it's mutter soon. But just look to figure out why it's okay. But anyway. Right, very good. Right, exactly. So this whole idea of not looking, I don't know where it comes from. Anyway, it's a Taiz and Chagiga. Take a look. There's a Gemara and Chagiga. Anyway, the Gemara Chagiga Tazayin Amud Aleph that says that nowadays there is no Shechina by their hands of Kainim anyway. Taiz HaChagiga says there's no Isser to look, so I'm not sure where the Minhag came from. We don't look because that's the Minhag, but every once in a while I'll take a quick peek because I want to see, I do, how Kainim would do things. I've seen so many interesting things. There's one Kain in the neighborhood, by the way, that goes like this. No jokes, there's one Kain that goes like this. I asked him, what's up? It's a whole long story. But anyway, he says, how do I know? I said, I looked. He said, how do you not look? I said, I'm allowed to look. Anyway, back to the business over here. Here's the way this goes. So Lemaisa, the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash put his hands above his head. The Kohen in the Medina, the Mishnah says, puts a Kineged Kisfein. Shulchan Aruch, Paskins. What does Shulchan Aruch say? And Kuf Chav Ches Yubei, Shulchan Aruch says, Magbin Yedem Kineged Kisfei Sehem. They either put him Kineged Kisfei Sehem. Zuck the Rivid and Tumid. Rabbi Thomas says, yeah, you don't have to put it above your head, but it's a wonderful thing. It's fine if you do. All the Mishnah means is the Kohen Gadol cannot. The Kohen in the base of Migdash has to put it above his head. And all the other Kohenim don't have to. They can put it above. But they don't have to. They could also put it Keneged. So the Rabbi Paskins, even Bizman Hazeh, after the base of Migdash, Kohenim can put their hands above their head. The Urayim says it's Divar Shtus. There's no reason to put your hands up. And the other Sfarim say it's Gaiva. To put your hands up above your head, it's like you believe the Shekhinah's there nowadays. What? But Meadow, that you think the Shekhinah's above your head. So bottom line is that Me'ikar Adin, according to the Ravid, it's fine, maybe even a good idea to put your hands above your head. For sure, according to the Ravid. According to the Urayim, we don't do it. But Frek the Rishayim, Frek the Urayim. Frech the Be'er Sheva, frech the riot, really. The kasha is, what? So you want to put it high. So tomorrow, put it high. Anyway, okay, so we have over here. Back up, we have over here.
Why does it help put your hands any higher? Why
would you put your hands high? Because, it's a great question, you want to put your hands high, I'll tell you why. The Ravid explains. Listen to this Ravid. Yeah, I forgot this name. Thank you for reminding me. The Ravid says there's two reasons why to put your hands above your head. What are the two reasons? Dr. Ravid, the Ravid at the end of Tamid, and the Ravid says like this. Da-da-da-da. Here we go. Sheyehei Rasheim Shalkayanim Lamala Mimakum Shechina Shesheir Al Yideim. The Shechina is on their hands, and they don't want their head to be above the Shechina. It's not right. It's not coveted. For that, the Shechina should be here and my head here. Thereby, Dr. put your hands above your head. That's where the Shechina is, and that's why you should put your hands. V'oid, another reason. Sha. Oid, another reason. Maybe the Kohen is going to look at his hands, and then he's going to look at the Shechina. So therefore, it's better to have your hands above. So therefore, the Shechina will be above your head, not below your head. And so that you, Kohen, will not look. So the Ravid is saying it's a better idea to have it above. That's what the Ravid holds. Now, that was going about Zman HaMeis and Mikdash, but the Ravid said Zman is that also you could do it.
Why would you do it?
What? 1 minute. You could do it. The Yerayim says don't. Because the Yerayim is saying, because you think the Shekhinah is there today, the Gemara Chagiga Tezayin says there's no Shekhinah there anymore today. Anyway, that's the tumult. But everyone agrees, and they make this. Yes, frek the Yerayim, frek the Ravid. It should be usher. Even Beis HaMikdash, it should be usher for you to put your hands above the tefillin. Because the same way you can't put your hands above the tzitz, you should not be allowed to put your hands above the tefillin. Why? Because there's a Gemara in Yuma that says like this. The Gemara says that there is an Isser by a tzitz for Hesach Hadas, which means you always have to remember, Al Mitzach Tamid, you always have to remember that the tzitz is there. And Zot the Gemara, Chayiv Adam Mashmish, but Tfilin, Kol Shah, Veshah, Kavachar, Mitzitz. You always have to check your tefillin. Can't be Mitzitz Das when you're tefillin. It's a Kol Shah came from a tzitz. Ma tzitz. Shembo El Askara Achas. A tzitz only has one Askara. What's an Askara? Shem Hashem. A tzitz only has one Shem Hashem. Tefillin. Sheyesh ben askaras harbe. Tefillin has a lot of askaras. How many askaras are there in tefillin? 21. There are 21 askaras in tefillin. So tefillin that has 21, so many askaras, certainly there should be this. That's the Gemara. Zakh the Yerayim, Zakh the Rishayim, and Achayim. We see from over here that Kedushas tefillin is greater than Kedushas tzitz. So if there is a problem of putting your hands above the tzitz, there should also be a problem of putting your hands above your tefillin. Why does the Mishnah in the Beis HaMikdash allow the Kohen to do it? And why does the Ravid Zman Hazeh allow the Kohen to do it? There should be the Isser, just like there is, and Kol Shekein, like there is by itzitz. That is a kasha from the Rishonim. So there is a Ravid in Tamid, which says something fascinating, which is, they wore big tefillin. This Ravid, right, this Ravid addresses the question, and the Ravid says at the end of Tamid, he says, Ravid was a Rishon Achron or your uncle? Who was the Ravid? Rishon. And he says, like this, Lamata. You got that? They would make really high tefillin, Chabad tefillin.
Aren't our tefillin already normal size?
I don't know what's normal anymore. All I know is that the Mishnah says that they are al gabehen, al rashehen, the Mishnah says, al gabe rashehen, and still under the tefillin. Zot the Ravid, big tefillin, okay? Tzarkin, it's not brought down anywhere. Tefillin had to be round also, had to be rebuah. So if you're going to have tall tefillin, they also have to be wide tefillin because it's got to be rebuah.
Why aren't tefillin like that?
Okay, I don't know.
What?
Rebuah.
Square.
Right, they got to be square, so it's going to be tall, it can't be rectangle. So it's going to be like a really large edifice on your head. Whatever it is, that's what the Ravid says. It's not brought down anywhere else. Very hard to believe. There is an achron, the Magen Giburim. The Magen Giburim says the Kainim would not wear tefillin when they duchen. That's how he avoided this question. Okay, just take your tefillin off.
Why
it doesn't say anywhere.
Why can't it be just this? Why is
By what?
The hands are right above the head.
You're just telling me the Metzias. You're telling me the Metzias is against the Rally Ram, that when you put your hands above your head, it's right exactly on the tefillin.
Even if your tefillin are gigantic,
yeah?
Even if it's not only 3 inches, like ours.
Al Gabi Rashayan.
Your fingers above your head.
Right, so I mean, your hands, but your tefillin are on the head. So you're trying to say your tefillin are 3 inches, so put your fingers right in the middle of those 3 inches. I hear that, but I don't think that was.
You just don't have to be tiny, that's it.
I hear that. But it seems to be that they didn't understand that was possible, right? The Uran, the Beersheba, Riven.
Big doesn't have to mean big.
Okay, right. It doesn't have to be. Yes, we are building it out. That's not the skyscraper. But the point is, it had to be big enough to make it easy. Easier, fine. But the point is, nowhere does it say that it had to be done. So this is the concept from the Rishayim Acharim. Zak the Uran, Zak Taisvis. There's a Mahalach from Taisvis and the Uran. We're not going to go into deep details. But the aside of Taisvis and the Uran is that the Gemara doesn't really mean that the tzitz is more kaddish than the tzitz is more kaddish than tzitz. Zaktais and Yuma Davchas and the Ireim, their mahalach is that really the tzitz is more kaddish than the tefillin. Just as the Din D'Rabbanan Taisa says, Hesach Adas by tefillin, Din D'Rabbanan, it's a chumra. But just because you have 21 Azkaris does not make the tefillin more chashiv. The tzitz is more chashiv because the tzitz has a Shem Hashem, which is opened. So therefore, Zak Taisis and the Iranian perhaps, the tzitz is more kaddish than the tefillin.
It's not a kavachaymer.
The Gemara is a kavachaymer. It's a din d'rabbana. It's lav dafka. It doesn't really mean it. That's the mahalach of Taisis. It doesn't really mean it. Zak Taisis. Okay, just in case you didn't believe me, Taisis davchas. Boss?
Do we find such a thing that the Gemara says Kavachar?
Guess what? Hashavas Aveda, we just found such a thing. Zak Taisis. Nearly. I'm reading Taisis Yuma, Dav Chetam Alav. Nearly. The Einai Kavachar Gamar Dereisa. I didn't make this up. Einai Kavachar, it's not my fault. Taisis says it's not Kavachar Dereisa. He makes the Gemara super duper 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 Lav Davka. What can I do? The point is, Taisis and the Iranian understand that tzitz that has a Shem Hashem Begaloi is more Kaddish than the Tefillin. That's the fact. I the Gemara, lav davka, it means Rabbanan, not a real Kavachaymer. That's what he says. Zak, the Achrayim, the Chavetzas HaSharon, he brings very nice, Taisis can say that, the Uran can say that, but the Rambam is not mashal like that. Take a look at the Rambam. Hilchos Tefillin Perek Dal Halacha Yud Dalid, Zak the Rambam. Chayv Adam, Lamashish, Betfilov, Kolzman, Shein Allah, Shalisi Yechdaite Mehen, Afilu Rega Echad, Shekudushasan, Gidoyla, Mikidushas Hatzitz. Shatzit ein boy elishem echad the elu yesh bahan echad the esrim shame shall yud k the shall raish the kavos shall yad. So what the Rambam is saying is Gemara's dafka. He brings the kavachomer. He brings it down. The kedusha of the tefillin is more than the tzitz, and therefore we have our question. Okay, so if there's an issue to put your hand above the tzitz, there should be an issue to put your hands above the tefillin because it's more kaddish, and all the answers seem not to work for the Rambam. Azay frak the chavetzos asheron. And he brings a yisoid. Okay, we're gonna get super duper lamdis over here. This is spitz brisker lamdis. We have a yisoid from the brisker rav. Okay, listen to this yisoid from the brisker rav. He doesn't understand the Gemara's kavachaymer. Okay, here's a kavachaymer. The Gemara says, well, if tzitz has one shame, so Kal v'chaymer, the tefillin has 21 shemus. What difference does it make? One shem or 21 shemus? It's all shem Hashem. You're more kaddish. This shem Hashem, I have the shem, each shem Hashem has a certain kedusha. I can't have hesach hadas from a shem Hashem. What difference does it make whether you're one shem Hashem or 21 shem Hashems? You can't have hesach hadas from shem Hashem. Zat the brisk rav yisrael the chakira. What is the iser hesach hadas? When you're wearing tefillin, have to remember this every day. We wear tefillin, I hope. When we wear tefillin, it's Isser Hesach Hadas. The Isser Hesach Hadas, Zat the Brisker Rav, Hizik HaKira, is the Isser to have Hesach Hadas from tefillin, or the Isser to have Hesach Hadas from the Shem Hashem? What are you not allowed to be Nesiach Das from? The Shem Hashem or tefillin? So when you read the Gemara at first, you would think, oh, we're talking about Shem Hashem. Oh, this has one Shem Hashem, this has 21 Shem Hashem. Oh, I can't have Hesach Hadas from Shem Hashem. Zot the Brisker Rav, that's impossible. Because if the Isser is Hesach Hadas from Shem Hashem, then there's no Kavach Chaymer, 1 or 21. It makes no difference. You can't have Hesach Hadas from Shem Hashem, period. So it's not a Kavach Chaymer. Oh, he's got 21, I really can't do it. You can't have Hesach Hadas from Shem Hashem. Zot the Brisker Rav, what you see in this Gemara is, The Isser HaChadash is from Kedushas Tefillin. You want to know which has more Kedusha, the Tefillin or the Tzitz? The fact that the Tefillin has 21 Shem Hashems, that makes the Tefillin more Kaddish. Not that the Shem Hashem is the difference. The Kedushas Tefillin is more than the Tzitz. Eva Zeh, now we can say, to answer this. You have over here Kedushas Tefillin and versus Kedushas Tzitz. Which is more? Kedushas Tefillin. But then you have a Shem Hashem. Which Shem Hashem has more Kedusha? The Shem Hashem of the Tzitz, which is open, revealed, seen by everyone, or the Shem Hashem of Tefillin, which is covered, not seen by anyone. Which is more Kadosh?
Tzitz.
You see that from Taisus. Taisus clearly took that. So Zak, the Chavetz Chaim on a Meridik, Brisk Rav may have made the Sushal, says like this. If there's a halacha in the Shem Hashem, then the Tzitz gets the edge. If the halacha is in the Kedushas Tefillin or Kedushas Tzitz, Tefillin is more Kaddish. So he goes like this. When it comes to Hesach Hadas, the Isser Hesach Hadas is from Tefillin. Tefillin, that's more Kaddish than Tzitz. But what's the Isser putting your hands above your head? What's that an Isser in? It's not an Isser in Kedushas Tefillin. There, that's halacha in the Shem Hashem. Like Rashi says in the Mishnah, Nimnesha Hashem Kasavallah. The shame is there. The Isser is to put your hands above your head because that is not covered for the shame Hashem. Not because it's not covered for Kedushas Tzitz, but because of shame Hashem. Eva, very good. What does the Mishnah say? You cannot put your hands above the Tzitz because of the shame Hashem. But above the Tefillin, no problem. Tefillin is more Kedushas than Tzitz. Yashukaya. Tefillin is more Kedushas than Tzitz. But nowhere does it say you can't put your hands above something which is Kedush. That's not the Isser. The Isser isn't putting your hands above something which is Kaddish. The Isser is putting your hands above Shem Hashem. So therefore, the halach of Hesach Hadas, it's halach in Kedushas Tefillin. Tefillin is more Kaddish. But the Isser putting your hand above is halach in the Shem Hashem. Therefore, only by the Tzitz is there a problem, and not by the Tefillin. And therefore, Kainim in the Beis HaMikdash, and Bezman HaZeh, Kohen the Ravid, can put their hands above it. I'm finished-ish on this point.
So what do you need the Brisk Rav's whole shtickle for? Just say that one's gully, one's not gully.
Very good. Because that's the Urim. The Urim entices that the Rashi is asking, you don't need the Brisk Rav, you can just go with the Urim. Pretty much. Because what the Urim really said that. The Urim said, well, one's gully, one's not gully. But what the Urim did was said, therefore, the Tzitz is more Kaddish. And Taisus says, the Kavach Haim is Lav Davka. Because they were learning that Tzitz is more Kaddish because it's gully, period. But that's against the Gemara. They made the Gemara Lav Davka.
What do you have to say?
No, because now it's making Gemara Davka.
I understand. Why don't you just say for sure the Kedushas Tefillin is more Kaddish?
Okay.
Maybe whether it's because of the Eichus, because it's in the this and the that.
Okay.
But the point is that it's all covered. So
no, but what's if there's only one din? Rashi is asking, don't be so briskish. No, right? What we're doing, we're making two dinim. Rashi is saying, let it be one halacha, and halacha is Kedushas Tefillin is more, but the Tzitz has Shem Hashem, which is revealed. Let it be one din. But that.
The whole Isser of raising your hand is over something that's galloy. There's no Isser of Tefillin, not because it's less Kaddish.
But that means, okay, good. But that's really Brisk Rav. Really what we're saying is, there's two din in here. No! And then Taish doesn't say it like that.
What do you need the vort of das? More askar's din Tefillin, not a din Tefillin. Say one thing, that when you're dealing with your hands, it has nothing to do with Kedusha. It has to do with galloy.
But that's a Brisk Rav. Taish doesn't hold like that. Taisus made the Gemara Lav Davka. Taisus saw the Gemara.
I understand that.
Right, that's the Milan Brisk Rav.
What do you need the Brisk Rav for?
To answer the question.
That's a very simple answer. Whatever makes this one more Kaddish, whether it's because it's the more, maybe the more names makes it more Kaddish, I don't care. But Kedusha has to do with Hesach Hadas. But with raising your hands over has nothing to do with Hesach Hadas. Nothing to do with more Kaddish. Just do with it's Gully. That's not Gully.
That is the Brisk Rav. You're saying Brisk Rav. That is the Brisk Rav. You're saying that there's two dinim. There's halacha and kedushas tefillin. There's halacha and shem hashem.
Why do you need the whole hakdama of why do you care if there's many names over again?
Because Taisus learned. Taisus learned that Gemara. The many names Taisus learned. The Gemara learned halacha and shem hashem. And he's saying, well, shem hashem pasha the tzitz more kaddish. Taisus saw that Gemara with shem hashem. It's a halacha. It's not a das halacha shem hashem. And therefore, for short tzitz, it's more has the halacha.
Why is
Taisus? Because Taisus says.
Because it's galui.
Taisa is saying, because it's Galoi, the shame is more Kaddish. So what does the Gemara mean? So I'm talking about the Gemara. The Brisk Rav is answering the Gemara and saving the day for Klal Yisrael. Okay, I want to move on to the next point. Just one last point in this Nakuda before I get to the different Nakuda.
How many names? The Brisk Rav is saying makes
the Brisk Rav says the amount of names makes the tefillin more Kaddish. It doesn't make the name more Kaddish. Each name is a name by itself. It makes the tefillin more Kaddish.
You have more than one lav. There's more lav to that there. I mean, we'd rather you not do that, right? We'd rather you do the one with less lav.
But what are you doing? Again, we're not doing lavin over here. But it adds kedushah. It makes the tefillin more kaddish.
There's more names of Hashem. You're doing more kaddish.
More names.
But either. No either. No either. What are you doing?
If it's more times above the name of Hashem, it's obvious tefillin has to override the tefillin because tefillin has 21.
So you're asking this. You're asking a new ishkrav. Even on the bishkrav, you're saying, okay, very nice bishkrav. Kedushah tefillin shem Hashem. But there should be an ishkrav to put your hands above it.
Above 21
eggs. But that we for sure what the Rashid is saying is there's no Isser to put your hands above the Shem Hashem unless it's revealed. That's the Isser, which we all agree to.
Why are you allowed to put your hands above
the
Sefer Torah? Especially when it's open.
Why are you allowed to put your hands above the Sefer Torah? According to this, the Shem Hashem, yeah, maybe
it
shouldn't
be. Even when it's open, because then it should be considered like as if like the Tis where it's the Shem
Hashem. Good question. It's a fine question. Right? Good question. Should you be allowed to put your hands over the Sefer Torah? I don't know. Anyway, one last nakuda on this thing before I kind of go to somewhere else, which is there's my friend, there is halacha over here.
Forget it.
You're here to stay.
Never ever.
You're here.
It's very chazaka. That's
never ever.
Amen.
There's a Gemara and Kedushin. Shragi, do you have to stand up every time you see someone wearing tefillin? You have a 13-year-old boy, he's not mochashan, he's not a time chacham, and he walks in, but he's wearing tefillin. You have to stand up for him. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Samach Vav, says, read the story, that it says you have to stand up for the Kohen Gadol because he's wearing the tzitz, that has a Shem Hashem. He's wearing the tzitz. You have to stand up for the person wearing the tzitz. So if you have to, hey, if you stand up for the person wearing the tzitz, well then call Shekin, you stand up for someone wearing tefillin, because tefillin is more kaddish than the tzitz. With this, you saw the Pshat is stop it, no problem. Why are you standing up for this person over here? Because of Shem Hashem, which is Begoli. Whereas, even if tefillin is more Kaddish, you don't have to stand up for that. So again, we're working with this principle, call the Brisker of, call common sense. The way it is like this, there are certain halachas that are halachas in Shem Hashem, and then there are certain halachas that are halachas in tefillin and tzitz. If it's halacha in tefillin and tzitz, tefillin is more Kaddish. If it's Allah and Shem Hashem, so then the Shem Hashem of the Tzitz is more Kaddish because it's Begolei. Therefore, Hesach Hadas is totally on the Shem, Tefillin or Tzitz, whereas standing up or the Kohen putting his hand over, that is Halacha in the Shem Hashem. I want to end off with one last topic here, which is this fascinating. It's on the other side of this page, which is there is HaGemara in Ksubis on Daf, Chaf, Dalid, that says, if a czar does birchas koyanim, he is oivin asay. Lashon the Gemara is, Isser asay. Chavdalim Beis says, Isser asay, Zat Rashi. Pasuk Zipaisha, Kai Sivarchu, Atem veloy zarim, Velav haba mechal asay. So it says, Kai Sivarchu, you, koyanim, should give the brachas, and not zarim. Zarim should not give birchas koyanim. Israel say this is brought down in Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Chaf Ches Sif Aleph. The Ramah says, like this: Ein Zar Lisa Kapa Vafilum Kain Racherim, the Zar Oiver Beasei. A Zar is over an Asay. Okay, so it's Paskin Halacha that a Zar is not allowed to give Berachas Kainim. Zak the Bir Halacha, written by the Chav Yisrael. He says, I don't understand. There's a minhag ha'olam. The Bir Halacha brings down, there is a minhag ha'olam. Yesh l'tmaya. A minhag ha'olam. Shenoigim levarech echa l'chaveroi. Whether he's a kohen, whether he's a czar, and they use the words, Yivarecha Hashem, Yishmerecha. The Bir Halacha, the Chav Yisrael, was bewildered. He was a kohen. He was bewildered. Why do Yisraelim, or even Kayanim, not during davening, why do they give the bracha? Does anyone's father give them bracha, Yirecha Hashem, Yishmerecha, right? People do it a lot. My father does it, not everyone does it, but people do it. There's a bracha, people give, Birchas Habon, Yirecha Hashem, Yishmerecha. They're not Kayanim, it's not during davening. Why are they allowed to do it? They're doing an Isra Asay.
Yeah.
That is the kasha of the beer halacha. You beracha Hashem, yesh beracha. This says, why not?
We said only
kasha. It says kaisim aruchu. You beracha Hashem, yesh beracha.
You should, nobody else.
That's right. Why am I even telling you? What did Yaakov Avinu say? He didn't say Yerech Hashem. Yaakov Avinu did not say Yerech Hashem Yishmeracha. Where did that come from? Where did this Birchas Abanim come from that we're doing Yerech Hashem Yishmeracha? Whoever invented it is creating an Isar Seif for everyone who's doing it according to the Bir Halacha. That is the Bir Halacha's question. Now, there are many answers to this question. The Bir Halacha attempts three of them. One of them is very shver, very. One half that he says is, because you're not having kavana to do the mitzvah, which the achrenim pounce on him and say, the issue here is not an issur of bal toisiv of doing mitzvahs. This is an issur for zar to do b'rachas chayim, right, in the base of Mikdash. If a zar goes to the base of Mikdash, does kabbalah and zrika, he does avoid the base of Mikdash, it doesn't matter if he didn't have kavana for the mitzvah. He did kabbalah and zrika, he's doing an aveira. So here, the achrenim are understanding.
Why? You just said it's
pasuk. But the achrenim are understanding that kaisav aruchu means this is halacha in koyanim and not zarim. So therefore, it doesn't matter what your kavana is. How can a zar do berachas koyanim? Zot the bir halacha nalem ha. Bir halacha says that maybe the issue is only if you do it properly, like with two hands face to face. Right? That's the problem. Maybe that's the only time it's the issue to do that. That's one mahalach he has. Another mahalach he has is maybe it's only shas tefillah during davening, which is an issue because davening is derabanan, deraisa. It's a big tumult. Maybe it's both, maybe it's not. But anyway, these are the mahalach and the bir halacha discusses whether or not the only way you're over this iser is shas tefillah, doing it exactly the kainim do it, but that gets involved in another shaila is, let's say the kainim don't do two hands. Is it ma'akev? Does the kainim have to do two hands? Machlek is a paiskim. If they can't do it, yeah.
Isn't it first in the Gemara, like the second Mahalakh? The Gemara says that Noise is kapov.
Right.
That means that that's in the bracha, not necessarily also. It's only if it's Noise is
kapov. Okay, good. So that's the other Mahalakh. That's the Mahalakh, the Bach, the Mirlacha brings. But and that could be good. There's nothing terrible with that. It just happens to be Machlek is a paiskim. If they don't do two hands, if Kaim don't do Izim Akiv. It's Machlek is a paiskim.
The Gemara says,
do it. Who says Ma'akev?
Why does the Gemara?
Because if it's Ma'akev, then I hear that is the only way to do Berachas Kainim. If you don't do it like that, then you're not doing it. So a Zar could do it like that. But if it's not Ma'akev, that means that even the Kainim don't have to do it like that. That means Berachas Kainim can even be without two hands. So if Yisrael does with one hand, so he's still doing Berachas Kainim. Had a Kainim done that, that's good. So Yisrael also. Imagine they bring down.
The Gemara says. Even if the Gemara says,
the Gemara says,
not
etzim
the
bracha. So we want to know, does kapa mean dafka too? Not dafka, that's an expression, because that's the lechachila version. It's not a riot, that's the only way. But my they bring down.
Could be that all he needs to say is you're advising and not doing that one.
So, okay, could be. That right? What you're saying is that as long as you do something to show that you're not that guy, you're not the kind of doing it right, that could be enough. Now, like this, they bring down the mice, they bring the Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima brings down a mice with a gra that the gra would do with one hand. Seemingly, that's how the gra held. As long as they don't do it with two hands, it's okay, but he was chayshesh. He wouldn't do two hands, he would only do it with one hand. That's how the gra did it. By the way, I'll tell you, Yisrael from the Achrayinim, Chavsel Shashon brings this down. He brings a mice exact. There's two dinim in Bechaz Kainim. There's one halacha, which is halacha in Aveda. If you take a look, the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs. In mitzvah, say chavav brings down birchas kainim in between the menorah and lechem upon him. Birchas kainim is halach and avoda. Taisus holds every carbon tzibur needed to have birchas kainim. It's halach in every carbon tzibur. It's a din in avoda. But then there's another din. It's a din in brachas. Nothing to do avoda. It happens to be it's a bracha. It's a bracha. So we want to say there's two dinim. The right for that is because you need panim can I get panim, right? Panim can I get panim. He wants to say that's halach in brachas. It's not ma'akiv, avoida, for whatever, it's a shikol Torah. Bottom line is, we gotta end, but there are two dinim. You wanna say it like this, perhaps, if you're doing it out avoida, that's when you have the isar say. If you're doing as bracha, there's no problem doing brachas. And therefore, if you are Yisrael who's coming to do Aveda, and the way you're doing, how do you do Aveda, either attach it to tefillah, or some other way of I'm doing Aveda, that's when there's an Isser for the Zohar to do it. But if he's just giving a bracha, because he wants to be ma'arav brachas, which is another din of Berachas Kainim, on that halacha, maybe there is no Isser Aseh, and that's a wrap. Have a good night.